An announcement from the Minister of Sports, Arts and Culture, Natiem Tetwa, over the weekend as well, around the name changes made in the Eastern Cape, saying that the Minister has rejected all objections to the recent name changes. You remember in February that Tetwa announced several name changes in Nelson Mandela Bay, including the renaming of Port Elizabeth to Gqeberha. And there was a lot of backlash. There were a lot of submissions made as well. Spokesperson Masechaba Khumalo joins us now. Masechaba, good afternoon to you. Thank you very much for your time. So you do say in the statement, I think that you received a petition of 12,402 residents of Nelson Mandela Bay, three boxes, but the minister has been firm on this, that there will be no additional changes then.
Yes, certainly. And good afternoon to you, Mandy, and good afternoon to your listeners as well. So the decision has been taken, and of course the minister has rejected all the other objections coming in with regards to the recent name changes. And this is following all the processes that have taken place ever since the names were gazetted on the 23rd of February.
So some of the objections that came in were around insufficient consultation, or saying that the renaming would drive away tourists, or that the money spent on renaming could be better spent on service delivery. How did the minister consider these submissions, and did they really matter? Was weight given to them, or did he decide that this was going to happen regardless?
No, the minister has certainly taken all of the objections into consideration as per the examples that you have just given. I mean, some of them included the fact that some people felt like the new names have nothing to do with the people of Nelson Mandela Bay Metropolitan Municipality, or that they are a duplication of existing place names. However, it is very important to realize, as difficult as it is for people to accept the change, but this has been in the process. Specifically the renaming process. I mean, the renaming of geographical features is also done in line with the TRC, which recommended even then that the renaming of geographical features after those who contributed towards the attainment of freedom and democracy is a part of our symbolic reparation. And it's important that we are able to really transform the landscape in such a manner that represents our history, our culture, and our language.
Masechaba, thank you very much for that. Masechaba Ndlovu, spokesperson at the Department of Sports, Arts and Culture, explaining there that these name changes do now stand. PE becomes Gqeberha, Uitenhage to Gqeberha, King Williamstown to Gqeberha, East London Airport to King Paulo Airport, and Port Elizabeth Airport to Chief David Stuurman International Airport.